Hello, good morning. It is Transparency. Today is March 10th, 2014. I am Dan Sickens. Thank you for tuning in. We always have our ups and our downs. And like a martial artist practitioner, always evolving and becoming better at their art, we do the same in our business, in our curriculum, our programs, the way that we treat each other. In Aim High, we have a people-first method, almost a tagline whenever it comes time to make a decision. You know that old saying, is it better to be kind or to be right? You typically opt for being kind. And sometimes I need to be reminded of that from my staff. We get to a point where this is what we do. We don't know anything else. I think it was a quote from Aliens 3 when she turns to the alien and she says, "We've been together for so long, I don't know anything else." It's kind of like that with martial arts. And we have our hiccups. Sometimes we have a little bit of a failure, but we learn from it. We fail with success. And then we move forward. We have a lot of big things planned for the rest of this year. And I invite you to tune in, to ask questions, suggest themes for podcasts and recommendations and schedules and curriculum. We built the school off of that. We built the school off of feedback. It's not my name on the side of the building or anyone's for that matter. It's our name. It's our culture, our environment. You too, listeners and parents and students and instructors alike. This takes all of us. And so with that, today we're going to be going into a conversation that I had with Cyrus Cross. Cyrus is an extremely dynamic, energetic, intelligent human being. I was very fortunate to have met him at the early days of Aim High, and he's been with us for a while. He and John Wright, they started over 8 years ago, and Cyrus is looking to evolve as a stuntman and as a practitioner in the martial arts. He looks to always be developing himself, and he's almost religious about going to his tricking classes. I think he goes 2, maybe 3 times a week, and he's got a crew that he trains with, and he's really inspiring and motivational. He loves what he does, and I think that's what makes him so successful. Cyrus is a great friend. He's a colleague. He's somebody that I can lean on when I need help, and it's a fun chat to have with him because he's so witty and charismatic. So we're going to be going into an interview that I just had with Cyrus, and we'll go from there. Thank you for listening. This is Transparency.
How long did you practice this song before you got it perfectly?
I still don't have it perfectly.
You still don't have it perfectly? Speak in the mic.
I still don't have it perfectly.
In the mic. You want to... That's too close, Cyrus. That's too close.
Dang it. How's that?
How's what?
Is this better?
I think so.
Should I stand exactly this close to the microphone?
You might scare some people.
How about this?
Well, today we have Cyrus Cross here in the studio. And I've asked Cyrus to come in here and talk to us about interesting students or experience that he's had at the front desk over the last decade. And what did you tell me when you first sat down?
I said I've been trying to rack my mind thinking about experiences I could talk about that didn't just make it seem like I'm trying to rag on students or or make fun of people. There have been some very interesting situations at the front desk. I think the most interesting situation that can happen at a martial arts front desk hasn't actually happened to us yet. But it's happened on the east side. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, when you have a martial artist wannabe come in and challenge your best student. Is
yes,
that
exactly. I had grown up on so many kung fu movies that I just fully expected it to happen the first couple years that I worked at Aim High. I expected someone to come in, rip our sign off the wall, break it over his knee, and challenge our best student. Luckily, it didn't ever happen.
Are you challenging somebody listening to this right now to come in and do that?
You know, as long as we still have those cameras at the front desk, right? As long as we can record it, it would probably be worth it.
What would you do? Okay, you're working the front desk. It's prime time. How many people do we have come through the front desk on any given day?
So we have, on average, around 200 students that check in the class. So that's, you know, that's counting
any
missed students. That's per day. And if you think about it, on average, two people come with students. Some people, two people come with parents, or with their children if they're adults taking classes. And so, on average, you'll have two people on top of that. So that's 600 people walking through the door every single day. And if you focus that in a little bit more, that's really the vast majority of those people are coming in between 3:30 and 7:30. So there's a 4-hour window where 600 people are walking through the door.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so it's mid prime time. You've just talked to 300 people, and all of a sudden, some guy. All right, let's paint this picture. The guy is 1992 baggy MC Hammer pants. He's wearing one of those cut-off white shirts with some questionable stains on them, black greased hair, and walks in a bandana. Does he have a bandana on?
Of course he does.
He has a bandana. Okay, what kind of shoes is this guy wearing? Or is he wearing shoes? Maybe like Birkenstocks.
I was literally going to say Birkenstocks. Perfect.
And he comes in, he slaps a $100 bill on the table and says, I will fight your best student. What would you do?
So I have to think this is a joke at the beginning. I would absolutely have to assume that this was just some kind of joke. I've had situations where there are students who will come in, or not students, but potential students will come in, and it seems like they're just looking for a fight. It seems like they're just looking for some place to fight. But I'm, honestly, if someone came in and did that, I would take it as a joke, cautiously, of course. And in past circumstances, when I've had someone that may seem too abrasive for our, I'm trying to put it PC, may seem too abrasive for our family establishment, I'll try to walk them to either back to my desk or to a quiet corner so we can talk with and I can hear them tell me what they want. Yeah, I think I'd have to try to say, okay, well, let's go talk about what we have to offer. If you want to join our sparring class, you'll need some experience first and a ton of safety equipment. We're not going to sanction any fights here.
We've had that. You know, we've tried a few times to do an MMA program, and a lot of times it just hasn't worked out. It hasn't quite clicked for us. The mentality of the MMA fighter that was participating in the program seemed that they would be better adjusted for a school that specifically is octagon fighting style.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've, you know, it's, I'm not trying to talk bad about any specific group of, you know, there's a point in every man's life where they feel like they need to prove themselves. And for some men, that period of time is, you know, more than a couple years in their teenage life. Sometimes it extends beyond that, and sometimes there are egos and tempers that need to be fueled, and you know, sometimes there are just people that are looking for trouble. And so any of, you know, anyone that fits in that category, over the past 15-20 years as UFC has gotten popular, now they have an avenue, you know, to express those feelings, or you know, have the martial arts, well, the fighting really fulfill their needs. But you know, as we teach every day, martial arts is a lot more than just beating someone to a pulp.
You know, MMA, the octagon fighting for me, and this might sound weird, but for me it's kind of a meditation.
Absolutely.
You can't think about what happened. I guess you can give yourself some sort of a grace to think about what could happen.
Absolutely.
But you have to be in the moment, and there's so many variables that it could change within a blink of an eye.
Absolutely. You absolutely have to live in the moment. And it's like with practicing high-level martial arts, you can't be worried about what's going to happen. You can't be worried about the past. You have to focus entirely on the moment. And I absolutely agree. I think that mixed martial arts at its highest form is an absolutely incredible thing. I think that the people at that level who are
George St. Pierre, BJ Penn.
GSP, BJ Penn. If you take a look at all of the guys who are actually the champions, I think you'll notice that there is a strong history of traditional martial arts on top of the fact that they're just ridiculously tough. You know, had the right circumstances leading up to, you know, when they started training, and they have the absolute perfect mix of talent and work ethic. And so I think that the people that at the top level are incredible athletes and incredible martial artists. I do, however, think that that's hard to see for someone without the experience in martial arts. So anyone who's, you know, who considers himself a tough guy feels that they can get in, go to their local martial arts studio, learn how to beat people up, and then be a champion. That's just not how it is.
No, it's not. We got to be able to control mind, body, and spirit and the whole bit. And I think MMA, although it's being marketed and defined by the UFC over the last, 10, 20 years, people have an idea, but there's more of a foreign art form that you're very much so involved in. And it's kind of the same principles. You've got to live in the moment. You have to demand certain results from your physical ability.
Absolutely.
And I think emotional ability, and that's within tricking.
Yes, sir.
Now, a lot of times when we run promotions, we call it flips and tricks or we kind of rebrand it. But can you tell us a little bit about tricking and how does that relate to your martial arts experience?
Tricking, I like to say that tricking is, I don't know how many people listening have heard of drifting, but drifting is when you take your car and you essentially make it slide on purpose. You're sliding it around corners. You know, you're trying to get a higher angle of slip. You're trying to go faster.
We're not endorsing this.
Not on the street. There are places, PIR. There are various legal ways that you drift your vehicle.
I'm lucky if I can get my vehicle to get to the school. So
just wait till it snows again. We'll go have some. I mean, we'll go to a sanctioned racetrack and have some fun.
Yes, sir.
But
what were we talking about again?
Tricking. Back to tricking.
Right.
So, with tricking, okay, let's go back to drifting. Drifting is, it's slow. You're not going to win any races. You're not going to save any gas, and you're definitely not going to, be treating your car very nice or saving your tires. It's inefficient, and the only thing that it's good for if you're watching it is it looks fun. It's really exciting. And like I said before, it's not useful in a race, but in order to drift, you have to have incredible car control. So the top level drifters are the people who are out there who can actually race a car, who can actually win races, and who actually know what they're doing behind the wheel. When it comes to tricking, there's actually some argument about how it started and how it would have started had martial arts not been involved. But it is based in martial arts, and you know, a strong background in martial arts will have a huge benefit in tricking. While you are not going to jump in the air off of one foot while spinning backwards and then, you know, spin 1,000 times and kick someone in the face, knowing how to throw a proper kick if you are training in true martial arts is going to help you with a number of things when it comes to tricking.
So give us a quick rundown. Paint a picture to the student that's listening, or the potential student, or the potential parent of a student, or really anybody who's listening right now who doesn't quite understand what the term tricking means and how that relates to drifting.
Absolutely.
I think I get it because I've been abused in your tricking class a few times and I keep coming back for more, but what is it really? I mean, I'm calling in and I go, what is tricking and what would you say?
Tricking is like breakdancing if it was invented by ninjas. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really awesome way to, you know, push yourself, see what you can achieve mentally and physically. But essentially you're stringing together a bunch of really cool martial arts, gymnastics, and dance techniques, to essentially look really, really cool.
So you're bouncing up in the air and flipping and turning and twisting and doing it in a way that is defying gravity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We call my crew, we call ourselves greater than gravity.
And you guys are greater than gravity. You guys are greater than a lot of things too. It's pretty impressive to watch evolution of your abilities and your skill set and the camaraderie with the team. And what I really enjoy seeing is that you take multiple martial artists from a variety of different schools and backgrounds, and you blend them together through this one team, and you guys have been committed and meeting. And, you know, that represents also what I see you're doing at the front. And I see you doing that with your team, bringing people together of different various backgrounds and personalities, and demanding the highest results in a very fun and loving way.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Seeing you guys up at the front, I think you have to have fun, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
So tell us, you had a call in. Let's swing it back to front desk now. So you got interesting students and you had a call in earlier today. You want to quickly describe how that person asked the question? So ring, 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 and you go.
Thank you for calling Aim High Academy. How can I help you?
And then they go.
Putting me on the spot. Looks like I'm going to have to hurt some feelings. Well, the young gentleman was perhaps not ready for the call that he made himself. Wasn't prepared with the correct questions and didn't have a lot of experience in social settings. That's my guess.
Okay.
Because when I asked him how I could help him,
they're not calling out of Washington right now, is what you're saying.
I don't believe so. I think he, yeah, I think he was. Well, not Colorado either.
Okay.
But maybe. Essentially, I offered help, and his response was, "Can I know your prices or something?" He actually said or something at the end. If he had taken martial arts with us when he was younger, he would have been able to, you know, process his thoughts a little bit better and clearly define exactly what he was looking for when he called.
So how would he have been able to do that, having taken martial arts with us when he was younger?
At Aim High, we like to make sure that, one, people earn respect. So if he respected, you know, the fact that we're a business and we offer a specific type of service, and in doing so, we probably have a limited amount of time, he would have called and not been focusing on whatever else he was focusing on and would have known exactly what he wanted to ask me.
Right.
Potentially.
Right.
Assuming he's not just some poor guy that has anxiety disorder and now I'm tearing him apart over a
podcast. Well, yeah, well, you know, nobody knows who this is.
Yes, exactly.
What is a good customer calling in? Like, how do they know what questions to ask? What are the questions to ask?
Well, see, with this specific situation, it didn't even seem like he knew that we offered martial arts or that he was looking for martial arts. Because when I asked him if he wanted to train in martial arts, if he had trained in martial arts, he said no, but he had trained in other fighting styles.
So you're saying do your research before making the call. Look at social media, look at reviews, look at Facebook maybe. I mean, it's an open platform where students and parents alike can comment and talk about things.
For instance, I wouldn't call Cooney BMW and say, do you guys have like vehicles or something? Maybe. I know you have coffee at your front desk.
Mr. Cooney might
hang up
at that point. So a good client, a primed client, is a client who calls in. They've done their research. They know what they're calling about. They say, "Listen, we want to give you a shot that we could be a student with
Absolutely.
You." Absolutely. They call in, and what is your goal when you have a client calling? Because I had a client earlier today call in. They bought a coupon off of some site that we were doing a promotion on, and she was extremely excited. She had researched the school. She knew who we were. She knew what she was getting involved in. She didn't quite understand the difference between karate or taekwondo or something, but she knew that we were a service company that could provide solutions for her son in the realm of confidence, respect.
Absolutely.
She had mentioned better grades, and I didn't have to say that we offer better grades.
Right.
So what is your ideal client when they call in, and what do you want to do with that client when they call in?
Well, I guess to start with, they've got to know what they want. Okay. I have no problem, you know, answering questions and letting people know exactly what we do offer if they really, truly don't know what we do have to offer. But, you know, someone that I can really help out is someone that, like you said, has a need. And then we can figure out how we offer our service, how we can, fulfill that need. A lot of people will call in because, like you said, they're excited about martial arts or because they've heard about the benefits of martial arts. And so it's at that point where I can really, you know, use my experience to explain how specific things we teach can, fulfill those needs. And I think I might have just gotten lost with what I was saying. Whenever I start talking about martial arts, I can talk endlessly and branch off into thousands of different tangents. And so, honestly, I'm biased, as you know. I know I'm jumping all over the place, but quick backstory. I used to sell cars before I came here.
At Cooney?
Not at Cooney. No, absolutely not. I don't think they would
give me a deal.
Right? we'll go talk. My cousin did work there. We'll talk.
Okay.
But you'd think that someone coming from, a car sales background would be, they'd go into martial arts sales and be able to, just jump right in. But the thing about the car sales was I was terrible at it because I didn't believe in the product. And so people say, "Well, what do you like about this car?" And I'd say, "I don't actually like anything about the Mazda 6. Or I'd say, "Well, it's fuel efficient." I could spout out all of the details. I could tell you that the Mazda 6 back then came with a V6, and that V6 had 163 horsepower. I could tell you it was front-wheel drive with something like 8 different airbags. I can tell you it's very safe and all of the parts came from the United States because customers ask those kind of questions. But I couldn't actually tell people how they're going to benefit from buying this Mazda. So if anyone said, well, what would you do? My response is usually, I'd buy something better.
Oh.
And so...
See, that doesn't make for a good car salesman.
So that did not make for a good car salesman. So after a couple months, I quit. And then I came to Aim High and... You know, I'm not going to say it was easy to learn how to sell martial arts because, you know, it's not easy to sell anything. But when it came to selling cars or martial arts, it's much easier for me to sell martial arts because, you know, I truly believe in the product. Aim High completely changed my life. And so I know various ways it can change someone's life. And I like to help. I think a lot of people are altruistic in that way. Even though this is my job, I'm getting paid for it. I like to help people. We are a nonprofit. We are here to help people. And it's much easier for me to sell a martial arts membership when I can, you know, I'm living proof of the benefits.
Wow.
Kind of went off into a different tangent.
No, that's good. So we take a client, we sign them up, they come, or before they sign up, they come and they meet you. You tell them about the benefit of martial arts, how it's changed your life, and you believe in the service. You believe in what we're doing. And so it almost, it's not like selling, it's just you're telling a story. And
they're able
to go, wow, he's connected, he believes in it, and that kind of sells itself.
Absolutely. I feel that there are, you know, two different kinds of sales. There's one way where you can, you know, you try to convince someone of something, and you not necessarily use tricks, but use, you know, tactics to... You treat it more like it's a sparring match where, for instance, over the weekend, I was looking for my wedding band and I found one that I really liked, but and I was going to, you know.
Sorry, ladies, Cyrus is off the market.
This is true. I was already pretty set on buying this ring and the guy kept throwing sales tactic after sales tactic at me. You know, we can, you can go somewhere else, but we're going to be $50 cheaper than anyone else. What's stopping you from purchasing it right now? What can we do to get you to purchase that right now? And I'm thinking, I already told this guy that I want it. And he hasn't told me anything about the product. He's just trying to give me different reasons why I should buy it. So there's one way trying to convince someone. The other way is just giving them the information and relating it to what their needs are. When it comes to, martial arts, it's another way that it's really easy. A lot of people, like you said, do come to us with needs or wants, and there are ways that martial arts can help, you know, fulfill those needs and desires. So it's really just giving them information. Giving them information, say, might be like, well, you know, your kid's not, you know, paying attention to you right now, and you've asked him 15 times to stop. We have tools to help with that. So while I'm not trying to convince that person necessarily that they've got to sign up with us because this deal is going to expire in 10 minutes, I did notice that they've got a need. We can help them with that. And so it's pretty easy. I don't feel bad about it. And I don't think people feel pushed into a sale like that.
Huh. Well, interesting. So yeah, this conversation took a unique turn. we have a lot of interesting experiences up at the front, but I think that it all kind of boils down to having fun, believing in what we're doing, putting people first, and a lot of car analogies.
Yes. I like analogies and I like cars.
Okay. There. And you like tricking?
I do like tricking. I like martial arts.
We talked about MMA. So Cyrus, what do you want to do with your martial arts? What are you pursuing right now?
So ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to be a stuntman. And because looking at the martial arts stunts and that kind of stuff led me to find tricking and then led me here. That's an entire story in and of itself. But I would be happy. I've done some stunts for various projects, and I know I'm going to find more opportunities in the future. But if I could teach martial arts and do martial arts stunts for the rest of my life, I would be a happy man.
Fantastic. Cyrus Cross, he is a tricking practitioner. He's available for doing private lessons and seminars. He's working in the realm of stunt work, if anyone's looking for a stunt person. But something that I really find is a very, very big benefit to our organization is Cyrus's his ability to be able to really develop a strong front-end team, see the best in people, and develop strategies and organizational methods that will bring out the best in any martial arts school. So this is Cyrus Cross, and he's available at cyrus@aimhighma.org. Cy, thanks for sitting down with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Quantum Dan, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
You want to take us out with some Informer?
You know, I you know what? I haven't practiced for quite some time. Maybe we can just play it from the YouTubes.
Maybe we can play it from the YouTubes. Here we go.
Well, that was a great interview of Cy and a lot of fun. I'm sure that we're going to have more of them moving forward. That's our show today. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dan Sickens. If you have any recommendations on a show or a theme, please email me, Dan, D-A-N, at aimhighma.org. Or you can give me a call at the West location, 503-640-8628. I look forward to seeing your comments. And until next time, this is Transparency. Make it an amazing week.